Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast, issued on Saturday, December 22nd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Stronghold Fabrication and Cook City Motorsports. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday morning, a fast-moving cold front was accompanied by southwest wind at 30 to 60 miles per hour. The mountains from Bozeman to West Yellowstone got 2 to 3 inches of snow with 4 inches near Cook City. This morning, wind decreased to 10 to 20 miles per hour out of the west to northwest, and temperatures are in the single digits to low teens Fahrenheit. Cloud cover will decrease through today with westerly wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour and temperatures in the teens. Light snow showers are expected tomorrow through Christmas. In the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the southern Madison and Gallatin ranges, the lower half of the snowpack is weak sugary facets. This weak snowpack will struggle to support fresh drifts of snow that formed from strong southwest winds yesterday. Over the past week, Eric found this weak snowpack near Bacon Rind and Doug saw it near West Yellowstone. Recently wind-loaded, steep slopes are a likely place to trigger avalanches and should be avoided today. Non-wind-loaded slopes are less unstable, but should be carefully assessed before riding. Avalanche danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on non-wind-loaded slopes in the southern Madison and Gallatin ranges and Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. In the mountains near Cook City, the snowpack is deeper and stronger, but it has buried weak layers and received more snow than elsewhere in the advisory area over the last week. I was riding near Cook City the past 2 days and found 2 buried weak layers that were reactive in stability tests, and I observed widespread drifting snow yesterday. Today, human-triggered avalanches are likely on steep wind-loaded slopes where fresh drifts of snow added weight to buried weak layers. Avalanche danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes and moderate on non-wind-loaded slopes in the mountains near Cook City. The mountains near Bozeman and Big Sky got 2 to 3 inches of snow yesterday. Strong wind drifted this snow into fresh wind slabs that are possible to trigger today. A layer of weak sugary facets is buried 10 to 12 inches deep, and avalanches were triggered on this layer on wind-loaded slopes over the past week. Below this weak layer, the snowpack is generally strong and avalanches breaking deeper are unlikely. Today, avalanches are possible and avalanche danger is rated moderate in the Bridger Range, Northern Madison Range, and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations to share, contact us via our website, email mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great weekend.